keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Governor's ordered flags to fly at half staff in Saline County today. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Former four-term Kansas legislator from Salina, Diana Derricks, passed away on the 19th at the age of 81. Derricks served as a representative for the 71st District from 2013 to 2021, serving as vice chair of the House Education Committee. Derricks was married to Heinz Derricks for 59 years until his passing in 2021. Flags in Saline County will remain at half staff until sundown in her honor. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
The former police chief of Waukini is due in court on June 3rd. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation investigated Michael Romero, and the Trigo County attorney found probable cause to charge Romero with mistreatment of a confined person and two counts of battery. The alleged incidents happened in January and March of this year, with suspects detained or confined by the Waukini Police Department. The Waukini City Council terminated Romero on April 1st, and an interim chief is in place. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Kansas Farm Bureau is accepting applications for its Rural Minds Matter Advocate of the Year and Young Advocate of the Year awards to shed light on the importance of mental health advocacy in underserved areas. These awards will go to compassionate and caring advocates who are dedicated to improving lives in their communities by comforting those in silent struggles and having conversations that break the stigma surrounding mental health, ensuring no one has to face their battle alone. Winners will receive recognition at Kansas Farm Bureau conferences this winter, in addition to a cash prize to further their mental health advocacy efforts. Nominations or applications for the award are due July 18th. For more information and additional resources, visit kfb.org/ruralmindsmatter and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance for drizzle with fog and spots early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 62. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 51. Chance of rain showers. Tomorrow, 65. Overcast skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Both Kansas and Kansas State have qualified for the NCAA baseball tournament. It was announced Monday. The Jayhawks, who finished the regular season with a 43-15 record and 20-10 in the Big 12, will be headed to Baumwalker Stadium for the Fayetteville Regional in Arkansas, where their pool will include the Arkansas Razorbacks, ranked number 3 in the nation, along with North Dakota State and Creighton. Kansas will open its NCAA tournament play with a game at 7 p.m. Friday against Creighton. That game will be on ESPN+. The Wildcats, who finished the regular season with a 31-24 record and 17-13 in the Big 12, will be off to the Austin Regional in Texas. They will be paired with the University of Texas, Houston Christian, and the University of Texas at San Antonio. The Longhorns come into the tournament ranked second nationally. K-State's first game is scheduled for 6 p.m. Friday as the Cats will take on UTSA. That game will be televised on ESPN+. The NCAA Baseball Tournament Super Regionals are set for Friday through Monday, June 6th to 9th. The College Baseball World Series is set to begin Friday, June 13th and continue until Monday, June 23rd at Charles Schwab Field in Omaha, Nebraska. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZBY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors. Nick's Pasture Clearing LLC. If what you need done involves a skid steer, give Nick's Pasture Clearing North of Downs a call. And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
The Kansas State High School State Golf Championships will be held today and tomorrow at various sites, such as 6A Winfield Quail Ridge, 5A Emporia Municipal Golf Course, 4A Newton Sand Green Station, 3A Garden City Buffalo Dunes, 2A Turkey Creek in McPherson, 1A Dodge City Mariah Hills, and the Sand Green Championship has been postponed from today till tomorrow at Cottonwood Falls Country Club near Emporia. The 2A State competition at Turkey Creek will include Cole Kirkhoff from Smith Center, who will tee off at 9 a.m. on hole 10 with Colton Girk from Harrington, Kobe Ish from Linden, and Mason Balzer from Berean Academy. At 9:10, Carson Sass from Smith Center will tee off on hole 10 with Drew Kaufman of Linden, Luke Friesian from Berean Academy, and David Skirta from Oskaloosa. Out in Garden City at Buffalo Dunes, Boyd's J.J. Sloan will tee off at 10:10 a.m. He will play with Slate Wells from Royal Valley, Brady Sanderson from Wellsville, and Brady Anderson from Frontenac. Two-time state sand green champion Jace Cunningham and the Lakeside Knights will go for their fifth consecutive state championship on sand green competition. The Lakeside Knights are led by head coach Corey Booker and have three seniors, Jace Cunningham, Jackson Hardy, Gabe Smith, among others, who have led the team and the championships the last 4 years. Booker says it's pretty easy to coach a team when the kids are having fun and they want to play well and they have the chance to go out and get the fifth state championship in Lakeside golf history.
Well, it all starts with good golfers. That's, you got kids that are that practice and work hard at it, and at, you know, they don't take days off. They like to go play golf, and they like to, they actually like to be at practice. So that's where it starts. You got to have kids that are willing to put in the time and the effort, and not just during practice time and school time here, you know, in the off season, they play all summer. So that's where it starts.
Coach, talk about your three seniors. They've been there pretty much all, well, for sure the last 3 years, and open to four-peat as high school golfers on sand green course at Cottonwood Falls on Wednesday.
Yeah, Jace Cunningham, who's been back-to-back state championship, he leads the three seniors. He's just been real, real consistent for all year long. I'm trying to remember, and don't quote me on this, but I think he's been even par or under at all of our sand greens and grass green. When we went to, he was like three over. So he's been real consistent for us all year. Jackson Hardy's been consistent. He's next senior in line, and I think he's averaging about four or five over on the year per nine holes, so it'd be eight over or so on a 18 hole, and been real consistent as well. And then Gabe Smith, the other senior that I have out, has been he's had a couple of really, really good days, and then he has a couple that have been mediocre for him. But here lately, he's been buckling down and has had a good round. So they have been all consistent all year for me, and good leadership, and they work hard and have good work ethic, and it trickles on down to the younger kids.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Kansas Farm Bureau is accepting applications for its Rural Minds Matter Advocate of the Year and Young Advocate of the Year awards to shed light on the importance of mental health advocacy in underserved areas. These awards will go to compassionate and caring advocates who are dedicated to improving lives in their communities by comforting those in silent struggles and having conversations that break the stigma surrounding mental health, ensuring no one has to face their battle alone. Winners will receive recognition at Kansas Farm Bureau conferences this winter, in addition to a cash prize to further their mental health advocacy efforts. Nominations or applications for the award are due July 18th. For more information and additional resources, visit kfb.org/ruralmindsmatter and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.